Okay, thank you to everyone for participating. I'm going to hand over now. As you see, the panel was to provide moral support for Professor Chowdhury while he was up there. What I'm going to do is hand over now to Dr. Kieran Breen, who's the Director of Research and Development at Parkinson's UK. And somebody saw his picture up earlier and said, "Is that you?" About me. It's not. I'll hand over to Dr. Breen.
And not only do we look alike, but we also sound alike. So actually, I was interested to hear about the study on beer, because I hadn't heard of that before. And I thought, well, you know, given where we are, maybe we should go down the road to one of the distilleries and see what they like to sponsor a study on whiskey. So keep an eye on this spot, basically. But on a more serious note, I joined Parkinson's UK about 8 years ago. And one of the first things that was sort of given to me was the fact that the charity had spoken to its members, done a survey, what were the key things, what were the key problems that people were facing. And the thing that really came out to the fore was the problem of non-motor symptoms associated with Parkinson's. That this was having a significant effect on the lives of people with the condition, but yet very little was being done. And was really part of this that we've been working with Ray and with the international group that he works with, developing the NMS Quest study. But the other thing we did was we actually went out and commissioned research into various aspects of non-motor symptoms, such as anxiety, mood problems, depression, sleep, dementia, memory problems, a lot of the things that we've heard of this evening. Because this was something that people with Parkinson's had told us that was important to them, and obviously it's important. It's vital then that we actually carry out research in this area. And more recently, when the whole area of dopamine agonists and drugs giving rise to impulse control disorder came to the fore, again, this was something that we went out and we actually commissioned research to look at this. Now, we heard briefly about the Parkinson's UK member survey, where we looked at the non-motor symptoms, but there was one other interesting part to that which hasn't been mentioned. And we asked people, did they have any of the non-motor symptoms before they were diagnosed with Parkinson's? And Ray spoke about the pre-motor symptoms. And in fact, there were three key ones that came to the fore. There were sleep problems, problems with constipation, and problems with smell and loss of sense of smell. So obviously there are these pre-motor symptoms, these early symptoms that occur that we can potentially make use of. Because if we want to ultimately get a cure for Parkinson's, to eliminate the symptoms of the condition, we need to identify it at a sufficiently early stage before the actual motor symptoms can occur, so that we can get in there and use drugs, use agents, which will actually slow down, halt, or reverse the death of the nerve cells, so therefore the symptoms will essentially not occur. And one of the ways in which we're doing this is the Tracking Parkinson's study, which was also mentioned, whereby we're recruiting 2,400 people in the early stages of Parkinson's or who were diagnosed under the age of 50, and we're following them through over time and following how their Parkinson's progresses, looking at different potential phenotypes, different motor symptoms, non-motor symptoms, but also looking back and looking at their clinical records as to what symptoms, what factors they may have experienced before the Parkinson's. And that will give us a much better picture of the condition itself, the different types. Can we in some way predict how the person is going to progress, what symptoms they may develop, and how can this help us to treat Parkinson's in such a way that we're treating the person rather than just treating the Parkinson's. The ultimate aim ultimate thing we need to consider is that we're not treating Parkinson's, we're actually treating the person. We need to really understand the condition, how it progresses, how it manifests, because only then can we actually target treatment for the person who's actually attending the clinic. So with that, I'll hand over now to Patrick Mark, who's the chair of the Edinburgh branch.